This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.
Father, thank you for your holy written word. Thank you for the spirit of the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Lord, that we are members of the kingdom. We ask, God, that you give us wisdom and let the words that I speak change people's perspective on who they are, what's available to them because of you. We just thank you that we'll be encouraged, strengthened as we celebrate who you are and what you've done already, what you're going to do, and that we can get to know you and love you. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah. You're right, Sherry. I need to be gooey. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The kingdom of God. It's a phrase that we overlook. It's a phrase that we really just kind of gloss over. I could read you several scriptures that I could point out where it talks about the kingdom. You'd say, I never saw that. It's because you weren't looking for it. How many of you know you see what you're looking for? And I want to talk about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ's priority wasn't food and clothes and car and house and all the things that we seem to be preoccupied with. He wants us to have all those things. In fact, it's part of his culture. It's part of his inheritance. Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Now, it's talking about seek ye first in many translations, but I like this translation better because it says above all else. I don't care if you get up in the morning and before you go to bed at night. He needs to be the one you seek above all else. See, it's not a matter of always when. It is, do you seek him? Do you find him? Now, look at the Passion Translation. The same scripture, Matthew 6:33. So, above all, there it is, above all, constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom. Say, God's kingdom. Say, everybody say it, please. And the righteousness that proceeds from him. Then, say then, all these less important things will be given to you abundantly. Now, that's not to say they're not important, because if they were bad, he wouldn't give them to you in abundance. He's a giver. My father's a giver. Somebody say yes. But he's saying, in comparison, or actually the key to having any of these things in abundance is knowing him and seeking him. To seek means to pursue, to run after, to explore. I like that. Say explore. Get to know, not just sitting back and saying, I would like to know more about God and his kingdom. No, you have to get up and go and look for it. Search for it. Why? Because you don't just enter a country like America and know it instantly. I've lived in America all of my life. But there are mountains and rivers, purple mountain majesties and streams and plateaus and lands and beauty and fjords and all that. I think we have fjords, don't we, up in the Great Lakes? Anyway, there are things I haven't seen, but I know they're beautiful. I'm going to tell you something. I've been to Yosemite at least 30 times in my life, maybe more. Probably more. And you know, every time I go, I find something I've never seen before. I find something that I thought I'd seen all the beauty it had to offer, and it just opens up to me. I love to see the creation of God. We need to treat seeking God like that. It's not that, well, I've been there, done that, know that. No, 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 no. I've never been to the Grand Canyon after all these decades. I've flown over it several times, but they tell me, though I know about it and I've seen pictures of it, when you experience it for yourself, I want to know about him, but I want to experience him for myself. I know healing takes place, but thank God he healed me, and I know. Anybody understand what I'm saying? Say with me, there's more to the kingdom. And so that's what I want to introduce to you this morning. Above all, constantly chasing after the realm of the kingdom. Amen. The motive is to know and discover. The motive is not just to get. Seek ye first, above all else, and then all these things shall be added. The motive is to know and discover him. The motive is not to just get the stuff. Because citizenship will automatically attract the stuff. The things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The things aren't bad. They're good. How many of you want healing? Yeah. Then seek the healer. Yeah. So not the healing. You get your eyes on the healing, you'll get your eyes on what you don't have. I need to get my eyes on the healer, because when I get my eyes on him, oh, it's nothing for him to heal me. When I can quit worrying about what I got and look at who I have. The reason why some of you are still here is because you've kept your eyes on him, and the doctors say you should have been dead long time ago. I've got news for you. They don't decide. Oh, hallelujah. Say citizenship. You don't have to pursue, much less worry about the things, the stuff. Will you line up with the kingdom and pursue the king? Who is the kingdom? What is the kingdom? It's the king and his rule. You know, you can get mad at me. You can be upset at my theology. You'll be upset the way I interpret the word about social issues. But you know what? If you'll just get to know him, all these things will be in place. There are things that you and I may never agree on, but we can agree on Jesus. And he brings us together. And when my eyes are on him, Brother John, I'm not upset because you and I may differ. Because it's more important to see what he's showing us that is agreeable. Hallelujah. Until where I can rejoice in the fact that this mic is too loud. Hallelujah. Sounds like I'm blowing your eardrums out. I can rejoice in our differences rather than be put off by them. The stuff will follow. The stuff will be attracted to you. It's a national experience. What do you mean? Citizenship is a national experience. It draws the benefits of the kingdom. Look at 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy what? Nation. I'm a citizen of the kingdom. I'm a citizen of the nation. I am a priest, but I am also a king who is following the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And my relationship to him is brother and to my father, son. But I got news for you. I'm a citizen of the kingdom, and I didn't earn it. I was born into it. So I don't have to earn it. I don't have to deserve it. I don't even have to qualify. My qualification came because when I received Jesus, he bore me into the kingdom. Everything became new. You can't vote me in. You can't vote me out, because he says, this is my son. Hallelujah. You are my daughter. So you belong. You belong. In the kingdom of God, wealth is not something that you pursue. You don't seek after the wealth. You seek after the one who gives the wealth. Because in the kingdom of God, wealth is spelled A-C-C-E-S-S. Access. Access to everything that your father has. It's at your disposal. It's at his disposal. He chooses. It is his pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's what scripture says. It's his delight. It's his joy to give you the kingdom. You ever heard it said, anything up to half of my kingdom? Father says, no, it's all available to you. Hey, how many believe there's healing in heaven? How many believe there's wealth in heaven? How many believe there's peace in heaven? God don't need peace. God don't need healing. God don't need wealth. It's for you. He's got it. Oh, yeah. Well, how come I don't get healed? Because maybe we haven't explored the other part of God. He is beautiful. He is mighty. He is loving and compassionate. He is merciful. He is strong when I am weak. He is good when I am bad. and he transfers his goodness and his strength to me because I'm his son and I'm his brother and I died for you, says Jesus, so you could have everything I wanted you to have. He purchased us back because our father Adam sinned and chose. I don't have to serve God. I choose to serve my father. And he sent his son so I could have that redeeming choice. He bought me back and gave me a choice. So I'm not a beggar, honey. I'm a citizen. It's a nation. I'm a citizen. I'm a citizen. I'm born a citizen. Don't matter what you think, I'm already on the team. Don't matter what I think. Don't matter what the devil thinks. The devil's not on that team. That's why he's so mad. And he's scared you and I are going to figure out who we are. Hallelujah. The kingdom. Hallelujah. In the parable of the soils, we've made it about sowing and reaping, which is true. And we've made it about good soil, how to have more, how to get more. But it's not about that. That's the benefits of what it says in the Bible there. I didn't put it in my scripture. I didn't think I'd have time. But it says, as soon as the word is implanted in the heart. It didn't say that. As soon as the kingdom word, the word of the kingdom is planted in your heart. The devil comes immediately to steal it. When the kingdom word, the word of the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom is implanted in the heart and you don't quite understand it, let me rephrase it, or you just don't quite grasp it, or you're just beginning to understand it, the devil comes immediately to steal it. Because he knows if it's in your heart and stays in your heart, the truth of it will take root in your heart. And that's when he's scared, because then we know who we are. And all these things, 30, 60, and 100-fold, somebody say amen. No wonder he gets upset when he's aware that the kingdom message is being preached. Hallelujah. I hope you stay with me, because listen to me. When you and I begin to have a deeper revelation, because we're still exploring, we're still seeking of who we are and what is ours, I'm telling you, it's all up there, the culture of heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I'm telling you, everything that's up here needs to come down here, because he's already given it. If I figure it out, Louis, I'm going to come to him with an expectation. I don't need to beg him. I just need to let him know what the situation is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, true story. Like I tell lies? No. True story. A young man, his daddy bought him a car. His son was a good son. He's out in another state getting a job that he's worked hard for. And he's starting to work it in. But his dad bought him a car. He says, you're going to need to go to and fro. He says, I don't want you in a clunker. Your father don't want you in a clunker. He don't want you in a clunker of a car, a clunker of a marriage, a clunker of a job. Are you listening? He don't want you in a clunker of a marriage. He wants to heal your marriage. Bought him in the car, and his son called him one morning. He says, Dad? I said, yeah, son. He says, you know, he says, on the car, he says, I know we got to have insurance. He says, but, you know, do we just want liability? He says, or should I get collision? He says, oh, son, get collision. Because, see, it's a new car, you understand? If they get in a wreck and it's totaled, you lose everything. If you got that little premium, how many of you know pays to have insurance when your car is new? Now, it gets to be 35 years old like mine. Anyway, he said, yes, I can get collision. He says, okay, Dad. He says, I'll find out what it costs so you'll know how much to deposit in my account. It's okay. I said, it's okay. You see, he didn't ask him for it. He didn't beg him for it. He didn't demand it. He just let him know what the need was. Because you see, that boy who's in another state knows he's got a father who has access to everything he needs. And he's not slack concerning his love, his promise, or his desire to see his son flourish. Why would I buy me, my son, a car and then not have insurance on it? Why would I put out $30,000 or whatever it was and then refuse to get a $300 or whatever it is every 6 months or whatever it is compared to thousands? It's just common sense. Look, what you are worried about asking God, God says, I already knew you'd need this. Don't you know that? He says, just give me a call. Seek me. Not for things. Dad, just want you to know where I'm at. I don't have to ask for anything. All I got to do is just say, Lord, here's the need. Hallelujah. You know why? Because my dad's a king. My dad has plenty. We're not dealing here to win the world with a pauper for a king. How many of you believe in your heart that when David went out against Goliath, he was not lacking weaponry? He'll never send you in a place he won't equip you well. And let me tell you the other side of that coin. Paul said, I know how to abound. I know how to abase. He says, it don't matter whether I have plenty or I have much. He says, because my God shall supply all my needs. May look like I ain't got it, but I don't mean I don't have it. It looked like David was going down, but he had a rock. But the rock didn't kill him. It was the king and the angels of the Lord. Oh, somebody help me. When he threw that stone, it went right through the sucker's head. He'll give his angels charge over you. Why? Because you deserve it? No, because you're a son and a daughter, and he's a king, and you're in the realm of the king. And when you're in his realm, you are ruling by his authority. It's time to go to Yosemite again, Jerome. Every time I go, I come back fired up. Every time I go in the presence of my father, I come back full of authority, full of faith. Somebody say amen. Get back on the platform. Hallelujah. See what happens when you play, baby? Says, Daddy, come in early so you can get all gooey and we don't have to sing so long. I'll fix her. I feel real gooey now. How are your fingers, baby? But she never tells me that again. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, that son could have said, Dad, thanks for the car, but I need insurance. Give me $500,000 of my inheritance, and you'll never hear from me again. I'm done. But when the $500,000's gone, because you're not in relationship, and you're saying, I can do this, or I don't want to do it your way, there's a way that seemeth right unto man. He says, no, no, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In my heart as it is in heaven. Give me this day everything I'm going to need for each day. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The rent's coming up, yeah, but that's tomorrow. I'm going to live in what he's got for me today. Oh, is anybody hearing what I'm saying? That's kingdom faith. That's kingdom theology. That's God in his best, and it's the way he does business. You ain't got it today. Don't worry about tomorrow. You've got God today. Hallelujah. 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 Give us this day all that we have need of. Every day we're going to have plenty of what we need. And more for others. Lead me not into temptation. Lord, when temptation comes, lead me out of it. That's what it's saying. Deliver me from evil. For thine is the what? Thine is the what? And the what? And the what? Glory means I don't do nothing. It's sweatless victory. He does it for me. You say, well, I don't believe we're supposed to do all. Yeah, you're supposed to do whatever is required. You know what all is required of you? Faith. because the things you're going to need God to do, you couldn't do it anyway. So His glory sets on you. When you seek the kingdom. Is this helping anybody? You know what helped me to do it? Helped me to know I'm not far away from my Father. Therefore, I'm not far away from provision. Because His culture has everything I need in Him, in it. It was made for me. Hallelujah. Say access. My God shall supply. Peter said, Lord, I've left everything for you. I left my house, I left my mother, I left my father, I left my wife. I didn't leave his wife, but you know, he separated from him for a while. He says, Peter, he says, you don't get it, do you, son? He says, anything you give up for me, he says, I'm going to give it back to you multiplied in this life. As my faith is, so be it unto me. Why am I preaching about the kingdom? Because if you realize you have access and rights to more than you've given up and multiplied back to you, if you don't have it, it's because you aren't faithing for it. Yeah. Well, nobody heard me there. You mean I got to have faith? No, you got to have relationship, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you know what? When you're in His presence, He speaks His word to you. Is this helping anybody? Helps me. When I'm in His presence, He's always talking. Yeah. Takes a while for Him to begin. He's not chatty right off the bat. Silence. Remember I preached on silence? Presence. They that wait upon the Lord. Oh, but He's talking. He that hath an ear to hear. Means He's talking, you just ain't got the ear to hear. But when He begins to speak, I get full of expectation, because when I'm in His presence, I hear His word, and man lives by every proceeding word. You know what He's speaking? He's speaking kingdom. He's speaking, my will shall be done. You need this. I knew you needed it even before you were here. He says, you just come to me and I'll attract those things to you. You hear that? You need a healing? You need the healer, not the healing. You need the provider, not the provision. Let's quit getting the hook. In the last several decades, if we're not careful, we preach more about the effects than we do seeking the King. Let me define kingdom. Let's talk about what it's not. First of all, it's not a democracy. It's not a republic. A republic elects representatives and they make the decisions for the people, but it's by the will of the people. The democracy, you're voted in or out. Jesus will never be voted in or out. He was born a king, and I'm born. He was not born a king, but He came into the earth and He became our king. He was the King of kings and the Lord of lords, because the Father says, you are going to be the King of the Jews. You're going to be the King of the Gentiles. You're going to lead them back into the family. Somebody say amen. Nobody can vote Him in or out. Nobody can vote you in or out. I'm not a member of this church. I'm a citizen of the kingdom. It's not a republic. It's not a democracy. You're in the kingdom because you were born into the kingdom. So you don't have to earn it, and it don't matter. How many of you know if you're born a prince, you're always a prince? Oh, somebody should have said amen there. Some of you feel like anything but a prince, but I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm thrilled. I don't care if you're in the stinking mud. You may be a prodigal son, a prodigal prince, but you're still a son. Say grace. You know how grace comes? Through inheritance and birthright. I don't care how much you've run from God. In His heart and mind, you're a daughter. It is not a religion. Religion killed Jesus. Amen. You know what religion is? We like it our way. We can't live right. We can't live by the whole law. Therefore, you're not going to be happy either, because we want to control you so you don't get something we ain't got, and we don't want to have to seek anymore. We're happy with what we got. There's a lot of church people just happy to go to heaven. I'm happy to go to heaven, but I want more. And if you don't want more, it's because you are too satisfied with less. And besides that, you're not really satisfied. You're dealing with stuff you don't have the power to deal with because you quit seeking Him. Because you can't seek Him and not flourish. You can't seek Him and not want more. Somebody say amen. More for you? No, more for everybody else. When you're full of healing, you want to give it to somebody who needs it. When you're full of deliverance, you want to share with somebody, don't you? Hallelujah. It's not a religion. What is it? The kingdom is a governing influence of a king over his own territory. This earth belongs to the Lord and all that is in it. The devil usurped the title deed to the earth. It's a lease, but Jesus is coming to take it back. And everything that's in this earth belongs to God. He has a territory, but it's more than territory. You and I belong to Him. The kingdom is not property, it's people. But He's got the property too. He's got the gold in the property, the silver in the property. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. In fact, He owns all the hills. Oh, hallelujah. Lift your hands and give glory to the one who owns it all. You own healing. You own deliverance. You own wealth. You own provision. You own forgiveness. You own mercy. You own happiness. You own peace. And you've given it all to your subjects. You know who the subjects are? Those who have subjected themselves to the knowledge of the Father and have received their citizenship and go around lovingly but boldly demanding their rights. I am a citizen and I have rights. Hallelujah. Oh, I gotta quit. I have 2 minutes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom. You know what? I love it. I love it, Adam. When it says that scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Before and after, you know what it's talking about? It says, why do you worry? Why do you worry about what you're going to eat? Why do you worry about what you're going to wear? He says, the birds and the fowls of the air. He says, they don't plant and sow. Sow and plant. Plant, sow, and reap. He says, they know that I, their Father, am going to provide food for them every day. They don't worry. He says, in clothes, He says, look at the lilies of the field. He says, even Solomon in all of his glory was not attired even as one of these little ones. He says, how much more will your Father provide for you? So quit seeking these things. Seek me above all else. Give you all these things. Before I was studying, I said, Lord, I've been praying for 2 weeks. What do you want me to share, Lord? And as I was leaving a restaurant, someone mentioned about the power of kingdom and citizenship. And something went like this. It was like the baby turning over in a mother's womb. Because God wants you to be reborn in the understanding of who you are. You're a citizen. He provides it all. Paul understood kingdom. I think perhaps more than all the other apostles and leaders of the church of the first century. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, Matthew 12, he says, if I cast out a demon, he says, the kingdom of heaven is present. Miracles happen because the kingdom has come. Miracles take place when His presence comes. It's kingdom. It's kingdom. Paul was taken prisoner because he was preaching the gospel to the Gentiles, and the Jews hated him. Jesus never had problems with anybody but the Jews, the religious people, his own people. The Gentiles ended up just as bad when they were born again. Some of them, they got religious. And so they wanted to kill Paul. They wanted to kill them all. They couldn't. Because God says, what I've called you to do, I'll enable you, and the gates of hell won't prevail against you. He says, you go in my authority. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that comes against the armies of the Lord God Almighty? Five little stones. Why five? Because the giant had four giant brothers. God don't want to kill one giant. He wants to kill all the giants in your lives. That's kingdom. That's kingdom. Paul was preaching, and I'm ending with this. He said, he was preaching, and the Jewish Pharisees and Sadducees, they came against him and brought him before the Roman authorities and said, he's preaching anarchy and he's causing riots in the street. All of it lies. All of it lies. They said, well, is that true? And he says, it's not true. They said, well, we're taking you into custody. And they were going to interrogate him. You know how they interrogated in those days? They flogged him. They whipped him. Literally, take their clothes off their back and whip them until they bleed. And while he's doing it, getting ready to do it, Paul says something to him, and I just love it. He says to the Roman centurion, and by the way, centurion, I love centurions. Centurions were Roman citizens. They understood commands. They understood authority. They understood kingdom. You don't believe me? The centurion who says, Lord, if you'll just send the word, I have men that come and go at my authority. He says, if you'll just speak the word, my servant will be healed. Cornelius was a centurion. And God filled his house with the Holy Ghost and fire. Why? Because he was hungry for God. And he says, Lord, I need what you have. He says, if you believe in me, he says, I'll make you a part of my kingdom. And he understood it. He said, what do you have me to do? He says, go send for Peter. I've already spoken to him. And your home is going to be saved. I am a nation. I am a citizen of a nation. I have rights. And when Paul was being ready to be beat, just as they had him stretched out, he looked at the Roman centurion and he says, is it legal for you to beat a Roman citizen? And immediately, the centurion stepped back and says, what do you mean? He says, are you a citizen? He says, yes, I am. And the moment he said that, the men who were holding him dropped him and backed off. He said, you're a citizen? He says, yes. He says, I paid thousands of whatever for my citizenship. I wasn't born. He says, how did you get your citizenship? He says, I was born a citizen. Oh, God. He says, no. Excuse me, Mr. Paul. He says, let me take you back to your cell. Hallelujah. When he found out he was a citizen, you know what he was doing? He said, I have a passport. Hallelujah. He says, my name is Terry Green, son of God. And he said, you can't touch me. If you do, you're going to have to deal with my father. You're going to have to deal with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Take your hands off me, cancer. Take your hands off me. Devil, take your hands off me. Oh, come on. Take your hands off me, pornography. Take your hands off of me. Somebody say amen. You need to let him know I'm a citizen. I didn't have to buy it. Jesus bought it for me. And I'm born into it. Hallelujah. Jesus was born into this world, but he came as a king. He's part of royalty. Our Heavenly Father is called the Father of glory, the Father of the kingdom, his kingdom glory. We're born into a nation of royal priests, of citizens of the kingdom of God. And the culture is one of plenty. The culture. You remember Sheba? When she went to Solomon's temple and kingdom? She thought the greatest king in all the world, queen in all the world. She took thousands of animals and cattle and thousands, hundreds of pounds of silver and gold. Because you see, kings are evaluated and have their reputation based on what they own. No, how they treat their people. If you're starving and you're a part of a kingdom, it's a reflection on the king. How many of you understand? If you're sick, it's a reflection on the king. And he don't want it that way. I hope you're hearing me. Long story short, she went there. She says, she was insulted. She says, King Solomon's not greater than me. And see, in those days, they tried to embarrass each other. And she took the greatest gift. Because see, whatever gift a visiting king brought to another kingdom, they were obligated because of tradition and not to be upstaged. They would give them more than was brought to them. And when she lined up the thousands and the hundreds of pounds of silver and gold, it was overwhelming. And soldiers and weapons and all that brought it into the kingdom. But she says, when I got into the courtyard of the king of Israel, she says, I just looked at the servants and they were attired in things that beat any minister I have under my employ. The rank and file. She says, when I saw what they ate, the meat that they put on their plates and the silver plates that they ate from. Is anybody hearing me? And the gold forks and knives that they have. She looked at them and then she saw the stairway that the king went up to the temple and prayed, and the thousands of gold overlays and pure gold. She says, look at it. The Bible says it caused her to become weak and it took her breath away. She says, surely. And then she says, tell me the wisdom that you have. And the wisdom, he answered every single question she had. Some of you, this is boring the heck out of you, but you're not getting it. You don't understand. When you're a part of the kingdom, if you're a servant in the kingdom, it's better than any other life on the face of the earth. And the culture of God's kingdom is more than anything else could provide for you. Just the way, it hit me, just the way the servants were attired, what they ate and what they ate off of, it spoke of excellence. That's who you belong to. That's who we're a part of. Father, I ask, Lord, that you bring home who we are and that we are kingdom people, and that we need to worry about nothing, because if we're hurting, it makes you look bad, Lord, and you're a king that's never embarrassed. And so, Lord, we believe and we receive that we are a part of a culture of kings, and I praise you, Lord, that we will not live beneath our privileges. I will make you, God, the utmost delight and pleasure of my life, and you will provide for me what you desire to give me most. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that the Lord brings this to your memory this week when the devil says you don't have enough to pay rent, or you don't deserve it, or you've come too far and there's no resurrecting your life. Or, you know what? Just be satisfied with who you are and where you're at and what you have. The only thing that's keeping you from more is to seek him. You don't seek the things. You seek the one. Hallelujah. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus, on the count of three, if you'll raise your hand, I'll pray a prayer for you and you can receive Jesus as Savior and Lord. If I don't know about you, but being born again is how it all comes. You're born into the kingdom. 1, 2, 3. You want to be born? Let me see your hand. I'll pray for you right where you're at. I see your hands. Thank you. I see that hand. Amen. Oh, Father, I thank you for people who are being born into the kingdom right now in Jesus' name. Pray this prayer with me. Church, pray it with us. Father, thank you for your son. Thank you for making me a part of the kingdom. I ask you now, wash away my sins. Bring healing to my life. I receive now everything that is in your culture, everything that is in your nature, I grow up into it now. I receive it by faith. I seek you to know you, to discover you, to explore you, because you want to give me every good thing. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.